Now, this is the other thing I'll tell you about septic system, septic wastewater treatment plants in Maine. And I don't know if this will apply to any of yours here in Penobscot Bay, but I can tell you that the DEP does allow a city like Kittery, Maine, not to chlorinate in the wintertime. And I don't have a good answer yet, except that it is a cost-saving measure. And the dilution is so good in the Piscataqua River that Kittery is not contributing to any closure areas, but I don't know if that's the case for all wastewater treatment plants. This also struck me. Okay, forget this map here. I know you don't have beaches up here like York Beach or Wells Beach, right, or any of those. Your beaches are small. And so I was just curious about the health of the beaches. And so I clicked on this Lincolnville Beach area here. Obviously, it's only 500 feet long. It's small. I was interested in finding out how many days of closure did it have? And even if it wasn't closed, how many days of advisories did it have?
You mean closed to swimming or advisories?
Right. I didn't know at first until I looked. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't find any beach closures. But what I did find was advisories. Contamination advisories. And it's not a great study. It was very simple. But at the Lincolnville Beach, and we're talking July and August, this past year, there were 8 days that there were contamination advisories. Okay? If you go down to, tell me I have the pronunciation right, Lake Beach, right here?
Yep.
Small Beach, outside of Camden Harbor? There were 18 days out of the 60 days. It's a huge number. 18 days out of 60 days that there were contamination advisories for Lake Beach.
Now, what is an advisory? Sort of a squishy thing? It sounds like it's neither okay or not okay.
It's the first step on determining whether or not the local, whether or not locally they're going to close the beach. And it gets a little complicated. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, all right, so that may not tell me much that there were contamination advisories. Let me look at some other beaches. So I went and looked at both Willard and Higgins, which are right outside of Portland Harbor to the south. Both are heavily used, heavily used. Willard had 5 days out of the same 60 days, and Higgins had 0 days outside of
These are right some urban areas, I guess.
This is much more, a much larger urban area. It's right outside Portland Harbor. So, you know, that's troublesome to me that you would have that many contamination advisories for beaches here. But it does fit right in with the high closed acreage that we saw for shellfish. So,
they're literally being closed for the same bacterium, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I'd be interested in finding out whether or not you've had any FDA studies up here, Food and Drug Administration studies. Mm-hmm. We just had a dye test done down in Piscataqua River, Great Bay, Little Bay, which basically tracks where the effluent goes from a particular wastewater treatment plant, how quickly it goes there, because Food and Drug Administration does have a place to play, because if you have a flat that's closed because of contamination, that the meat of that particular shellfish needs to be tested and meet FDA regulations before you can open up that particular area to the taking of shellfish. Dams. We advocate for certain dams to be taken out because we're interested in fish passage for anadromous fish. You know, whether it be striped bass, but in this case, it's about alewives. It's about blueback herring. It's about rainbow smelt. You know, up here in Maine, you've lost 50% of your rainbow smelt runs. That's not a rainbow smelt.
Just from the dams? Alewife.
50%. Rainbow smelt, last couple of decades you've lost, and it's probably a combination of water quality, because they're sensitive to water quality when the eggs are maturing, and it may also be climate change, that the species is actually moving further north because they need cold water, and where I am may be on their southern range right now. But this is an alewife, and obviously important to everyone who fishes. And rainbow smelt right there. We do have a boat. This is perfect for my situation. It has an 8-foot beam. It's only 20 foot long. But for Great Bay and the Piscataqua, it's perfect. And we didn't get it on the water until August. And it suited our needs perfectly in that we wanted to use it for a virtual platform for elected officials, press. Those are the two primary groups, conservation commissions. And because the thing with water is, unless it's covered by oil or has a gasoline sheen on it, it looks fine. And if it looks fine, most of the population thinks it's fine. And it's hard to convince them otherwise that something is wrong underneath. And so being able to take out elected officials, state, local, getting to take out the press, it becomes much more real to them when you can show them actually what's going on. So that's how we use the water keeper boat. And I'm not even going to tarry on any of this.